Morning.
I'll hand me this card. This is another announcement. Potter's Children Home Fall Fun Fest, September 15th. All day and a day of fun, family fun. I guess they're having a thing down there. It's in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Starts at 9:30 a.m. I want to start out by saying, as most of you know, I'm not a preacher. Okay, I'm mostly a song leader. But this has been weighing on my mind for quite a while. And Kurt asked for somebody to do sermon today, so I volunteered. The two songs that he sang today go along with the lesson in number 72 and 14. Now, the name of the lesson is Do You Truly Love God? I've got the definition of love. How many people in here know their true definition of love? The definition of love in the Bible is wanting good to come to another person, being concerned and willing to work for another's purpose, person's benefits. I'm going to start out 1 John 3:16. 1 John 3:16. And I'm going to read a lot of scriptures, so if you want to look at them. This is how we now want love is, or what love is, know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brother and sister. Are we willing to give our lives for another person? That scripture there says, we should be able to do that. I don't think God expects us to give our lives for somebody else. It's a lot. But I think he wants us to be willing to do that, as we're willing to be to give his life, or give our lives for his. He gave his life for us. Next scripture will be Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. I think we have a duty to give, be willing to love God with all our soul, with all our strength, and all our mind. And also in 1 Samuel 16:7. The Lord looks, it says in there that the Lord looks at people through their hearts, not through their outer appearance. I think we have a duty, it's not our duty to judge people, it's God's. He's the one to undo it.
Amen.
We ought to be willing to open our arms to anybody that comes through that door, anywhere, and not judge them. I know I'm jumping around, but this is the way I have it worded. We're also going to jump back to 1 John 4:16-21. This is a big scripture. And so we know, and so we now and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. Verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this commandment: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. I'm going to go up to verse 18, and there's two different topics I want to bring out in this scripture. Verse 18 says that we're not to have fear in love. I think our main topic on this today isn't really that we love God, it's that we show our love, that we're willing to go out in the world without fear, walk up to a perfect stranger, and talk to him about God. My lesson tonight, we'll touch on that a little bit. I don't think we do that enough. I don't think we have a lot of opportunities out there to hit us face day to day. And when people have that fear, they're afraid to open their mouth. I'm preaching this to myself instead of hearing to everybody out here. I have several days. There ain't a day that doesn't go by at work that people talk in front of me about God. Do I always open my mouth? No. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I don't think the second part of that verse goes along with what we were talking in 1 Samuel about judging others. We can't judge people, or should always have our hearts open to love anybody that walks through that door. No matter what they are, if they're a drug addict, drunk, it doesn't matter who they are. If they come in this building to worship God, we should be willing to open our hearts and to show them the way that they need to be a true Christian. To show them that there's a chance for them to turn their lives around. Mom and I were talking last Sunday about my lesson, and she gave me a poem from a lady that went to church at Washington Avenue, and I'm going to close my sermon with this. A Spoon of Love by Mary Dunaway. When you start each day, measure out a spoon of love. Give it away to those you meet on the road or on the street. Remembering what our Savior gave, his life, his body, his blood, his all. More than a spoon of love, when they hung him on the cruel cross of Calvary. One thing you and I can do, is give a spoon of love each day to each one we meet along the way. Remembering what our Savior gave and overflowing spoon of love on the cruel cross of Calvary. Savior means to save. Remember Jesus Christ. At this time, we're going to stand for an invitation song.